Want to win $500? Go to SeacoastOnline.com or Fosters.com now to vote in the 2018 Best of the Seacoast. More than 150 categories, all honoring the top five businesses in each category. Vote now for your chance to win $500. Your vote, your voice will choose this year's Best of the Seacoast. We want to know who has the best romantic restaurant, lobster roll, best yoga studio, and more. The 2018 Best of the Seacoast, the Seacoast's most prestigious annual award. Go to SeacoastOnline.com and Fosters.com now to cast your votes. And you may just win $500.
Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. We food writers like to make the simplest things much more complicated than they need to be, although I concede that learning new ways to use those simplest of ingredients is great too. Consider the tomato. It's tomato season just about all over the country, and right now I'm in New Jersey, the state in which I grew up eating red, ripe Jersey tomatoes. It's really the generic name given to a portfolio of varieties, including the Ramapo and the Rutgers, where I went to college, and which had 60% of the commercial tomato market in the U.S. from the 30s to the 60s. We ate them like apples when I was growing up, with a sprinkle of salt. Just bite in and have a napkin handy for all the juice and seeds. Heirloom tomatoes abound too now, like Mule Team, Hillbilly, and Brandywine. Sun Golds are or will be growing like crazy, as will Black Cherry and Green Zebras, all shapes, sizes, and colors. Locally grown tomatoes just bust out summer in so many ways. When I was a kid, if we weren't biting into one, we'd slice them up and make a sandwich with just white bread and Hellman's mayo. I still do that, and just moments ago, my mom brought out a container of a new mayo, Heinz Deliciously Creamy Mayo, made from cage-free eggs. Apparently, my stepdad heard it's as good as Hellman's, so we had a bit of a taste test, and I was shocked to find it really is a Hellman's rival. Looks like they've added just a teeny tiny bit of mustard to the mix. Mind blown. In this week's Wine Me, Dine Me, get more recipes for those fresh tomatoes from your garden, including a simple tomato soup and oven roasted with garlic, butter, and Parmesan. Serve it with a crusty bread. In restaurant news, one of my go-tos when I lived in Exeter has closed after 12 years. 11 Water Street Restaurant, which had a view of my house across the river, was a great locals hangout for bites and drinks. Good luck to Chip and Doreen Caswell on their next adventure. And Legends Billiards and Tavern has gone through a big transformation with a big new bar, 36 brews on tap, a new cocktail menu, and an upgraded food menu, too. Go check out the changes and enjoy a game of pool. That's it for me this week. Join me again next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.